And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking fun, having a great time. As we said, Pete Gray's down in Florida. Hopefully going to get the wind will quit blowing and the diving will get better and the fishing will get better. But in the meantime, Corey and I having a great time talking fishing, talking fluorocarbon, talking Nomad lures, and having a great time doing it.
So much fun, Rick. And the lines have been lit up the entire show. I didn't know they all went their chance to win this nearly, if not over, a $300 package for four spools of fluorocarbon, Seaguar, and a couple Nomad lures. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of spools of Premier in there. There's a couple layers of Gold Label. There's a 130-pound leader skein of 130 Premier. The Nomad Chug Norris, which has got to be the coolest name of a popper ever around. Like
the Chug Norris.
Yeah, it's just it's a really cool prize, but we really appreciate it, buddy. That was awesome. And somebody is going to be very, very stoked at the end of the show today win that prize.
Super stoked.
Yeah.
I'm excited to find out who it is.
Yeah, us too. Well, Corey, the phone lines are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Dale. Let's jump back into it.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Don. Don calling from Dana Point this morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Don.
What's up, Don?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. A quick comment on the Nomad lures. I was fortunate enough to get a package from you guys at Let's Talk Hookup, and it was out of my buddy's Parker the first night I had him, and then I opened up the Gypsy, and they're like, why are you fishing that? You know, we've been fishing the other lure all these years, and it's worked. And I ended up the first night catching a 280 on it, nice bluefin, and Tuesday I was out, and I never think in my lifetime I would say that I caught a small bluefin that only went 85 pounds. But the fishing we've been seeing these years has been unbelievable. Also, I've used the minnow, caught some yellowfin on the troll. Great stuff. I'm really excited to hear about the Gold Label and when it's going to come out in the larger sizes.
Well, the Gold Label is out today. I'm not going to promise the larger sizes, but I would say the earliest we would see it would be 2021. So I can almost promise you we would not see it for 2020.
Okay.
So.
Okay, we'll have to try the lighter one.
We'll be ready when it does.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of the Gold Label, I anticipate this year's Fred Hall show on Gold Label to just blow the doors off of what we did last year. Because it was we didn't know what the bite was.
I think you're giving us like a kind of a precursor to Fred Hall.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking it's going to be, Jason's worked some promos.
Stand by.
I think when people have fished it and, Jason's been in shops where other consumers are selling it to other consumers. They don't even know. Like, dude, you need to try the Gold Label.
Well, that happens in our shop every day.
I'll tell you who introduced me to that. It was Brandon.
Yeah.
Fishing El Salto with Brandon. Brandon's like, dude, you got to try this, dude. And I was going back down the next week with Boog, and he's like, dude, I'm leaving this with you. And I'm like, oh, my God. I just hit a home run.
I can't go back. You know, we talk about that technology. It's like fish and tattoo on our freshwater line. Like, oh, once you fish that,
you can't go back.
And even though all of our other stuff is absolutely better than anything else on the market, but once you get to our top level, So nobody wants more or bigger sizes than I do from a sales rep standpoint and a fisherman standpoint. So,
Don, congratulations on that 280 on a Gypsy. What a fantastic fish. Another great jig for Nomads. One of the deep drop flat fall style of lures with the Nomad twist, which they've always got, like you said, they're big fish ready. Big hooks, big cord, great jigs. It's another great option.
Fishing right out of the package.
Mm-hmm.
And Don mentioned something about the minnow for a yellowfin.
Oh, yeah. Well, we make, the one that gets all the attention is the DTX 200, but we make a 165, which is great, like for Cedros yellows.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what a great size, or any of the Baja, trolling down there. And then we make the 140s. Those come with treble hooks. And I have fished them on school-size yellowfin and actually school-size yellowtail down in some of the longer trips, too. And those are absolutely outstanding as well. So
I'll tell you my other favorite, not to detour too far from Don's question, is that that Riptide, the small Riptides that you guys make, which is a stick bait kind of pencil-style lure for casting into spots of both yellowfin and bluefin, little foamer spots where they're, you know, they're not going crazy, but a couple of fish, you know, leapfrogging over the top of each other on little bait schools, that little Riptide, you can cast it a mile, and it gets bit super, super good.
Yeah, that's the 105.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 105 and 115, is that the bigger one?
Yep.
Yeah. And then the 155 would be the biggest of those?
Yeah,
the
biggest of three. We actually make a 200 as well. So, but that little 105 was kind of the, you know, that foamer style bait.
Yeah.
So
105 and 115 is what I fished, and I love them. They cast like a little rocket. It's, you know, the bait's no more than 3, 4, 5 inches long, and you can cast it a mile. I really, really like those things.
Yeah, no, you know, and stick baits are really popular in, you know, in Australia. Mm-hmm. I mean, the number one, I guess they call them what, kingfish over there.
Okay.
Basically, which is our yellowtail. They just grow bigger. Like they're the same fish. But it's like the Riptide 200 or 155s are like the number one kingfish bait, like in Australia for catching those kingfish. Where us, you know, we're looking at like surface irons, right? Like, oh, and he's like, it's the same thing, man.
Yeah, but, trust me, I love the Riptides.
Yes,
but I'm not giving up my Tatty 45 for catching the yellowtail.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love that.
I know you do.
So don't think there might be another little spin.
I like it,
on that,
buddy.
Too.
I like it. I like the way you talk. Hey, well, after you catch them on your Riptide, you got to be able to cook them, and that's where we turn to Yanni from Fisherman's Belly, who's online right now. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a great show. I'm already getting hungry. I want to have some yellowtail, some kingfish right now.
We're ready for it, buddy.
God, can you imagine? Listen, my new recipe is I used some wahoo from a good friend of mine who just came in from Baja, but you could certainly use yellowtail, and my new recipe is fried fish tacos with a tropical salsa. And what's really cool about this recipe is you just can't find fried fish tacos very often. I mean, you might have to go to Baja, but certainly in Southern California, it's hard to do. So my recipe teaches you how to fry up tacos, and they're just as yummy as can be. But the tropical salsa is just something else. Right now, our Mexican markets are full of mangoes and papayas, and this salsa actually has a little bit of honey, but it's got a serrano pepper. And what this tropical salsa will teach you is how to really appreciate heat and sweet, and what a great combination that really is, especially on fish tacos.
It's a really unique recipe that you put together. I was looking at it on fishermansbelly.com. Now, you're breading and putting the fish in the tortilla before you fry it, and frying the entire thing together. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, it's a really unique way of doing it, and it's really, really cool looking, and I love that. You know, if those, you know, I'm sure everybody has gone on to fishermansbelly.com. We've been talking about it for so long, but you do such a great job in tutorial on how you put everything together before you cook it. And you just do such a great job, Yanni. We love it.
Thank you, guys. I love Let's Talk Cook Up in the audience, and believe me, it's my pleasure.
Awesome, buddy. Well, great job. Appreciate that. If somebody wants to get the whole tutorial and find out exactly how you prepare these unique fish tacos, Yanni, how do we find you?
You bet. Fishermansbelly.com, or find us on Facebook or on Instagram.
Awesome. Thanks, Yanni. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you in a couple weeks.
You bet. You guys have a great day today.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Corey, phones are packed.
They are, man, and I'm hungry after that one.
I know.
Right? Let's talk to Maynard. Maynard's calling from Temecula this morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Maynard.
What's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. First of all, Dale, please accept my condolences to your family. And you for your loss. And my two questions are, the first one is that when you were talking about the water absorption on the fluorocarbon, assuming that all of your products have that going from less absorption with the gold all the way down to the blue. My second question is, with the buffalo flatballs, I just want to let you know they're killers, and I was curious if there was any kind of fluorescence in the paint or something, because I always seem to do better early a.m. or at night. And my last comment is the poppers, the Nomad poppers and the Mavericks. are fish fishing lures. I'm using an 8-foot pole with an 8-to-1 level line, and I'm just knocking them dead.
Dale, this is your guy.
I know. I love Maynard, and thank you for the condolences on my family. Appreciate that. So all of the fluorocarbon products have zero absorption factor. So there's all of our products have the same characteristic.
The gold's not better than the blue or vice versa.
As far as being a solid, the way fluorocarbon's made, it's a resin. Mm-hmm. And it's like if you take a cross-sectional, like you put under a microscope, monofilament has air pockets like a sponge and absorbs water. Fluorocarbon's completely solid. There's no absorption factor at all in fluorocarbon. So regardless what product you're fishing in our fluorocarbon, they all have that same solid
properties.
It's just, it's just like the refraction rate of our fluorocarbons all have the same refraction rate. Like fluorocarbon has those similar properties. Where we get a little creative is we make our own fluorocarbon resins, which no other manufacturer does. So we're able to kind of play with those resins in different ways. And we are the only company that also features, and we haven't talked about that, double structure fluorocarbon. So we use like on Gold Label, Premier, Blue Label, two different fluoro resins that give you the ability to make even better products by having harder finishes, softer finishes, higher tent strength, better knot strength. So these these guys in the lab have this ability to develop resins just for making the best fishing line. And then this double structure formulation basically gives you the ability to make, like, take it to the next level. And no other fluorocarbon company in the world does that makes their own resins, nor do they also do the double structure fluorocarbon.
A lesser fluorocarbon that would be a single structure, it's, you know, they can maybe make it good for knot strength, but then other things are going to suffer. Or they can make it good flexible casting, but then all the other categories will suffer, where you guys can take the best of both worlds, take both of those, build resins just for that, and produce a better fluorocarbon.
And then on top of that is that even our single structure fluorocarbons, that they're not using that. The fluorocarbon resins are used for a bunch of industries. Mm-hmm. All other fishing line manufacturers of fluorocarbon have to buy fluorocarbon resins, which are commercial grade resins.
General purpose.
Exactly. So
might be an airplane part. It might be a piece in a cell phone.
Exactly. So every product that Seaguar makes are resins that are made, you know, whether it's a single structure like InvisX or a double structure like Gold Label. Those resins are made just to use for a fishing manufacturing fishing line. So we tailor each resin to the characteristics, which makes
that's
it.
Awesome.
That's crazy.
That's why they're leaders.
Yep. And then the other question that you had in regards to the glow on the buffaloes, I have paid attention. So a lot of our popular colors are the glow colors. There's about five or six at least. They glow way longer than any other jig. So their quality of finish on the Nomad jigs, especially any of the glow ones, they definitely hold a glow longer than anything I've ever seen. I mean, I've actually timed them. Everybody's like, no, I think there's no way. I don't have to recharge it but once.
That's cool.
So, yeah, that's and the finish is super super durable.
Maynard, I'm glad they've done so well for you, man. Sounds like you're a fan of the Nomad and the Seaguar, and I'm glad they've been working so well. Appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, let's find out what's going on the water. It is time for our FishDope.com report with the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen's online. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Sorry, Dale, about your family there, but he was very instrumental in this industry.
No doubt about that, buddy.
Thank you.
You got it, buddy. Hey, so let's talk about this fishing. Let's get on a happy note here for a second. My goodness, is that unbelievable what's going on down in your neck of the woods again, Rick? They thought they were gone, and look what happened.
It's the best.
Holy moly.
It's the best it's been all year long, no doubt about it. It is the single best fishing we have had so far this season. Great quantity and quality of both yellowfin and bluefin. Like, you have to go right now. It's that good.
Yeah, those fish are growing up. And, yes, it's good down there, down below the border, down at the 60. But, man, there is a volume of fish that runs all the way up to the Osborne Bank. I was lucky enough to go flying yesterday, and we saw massive schools up there between Santa Barbara Island and Catalina. So that fish is everywhere. The thing is that most people, Rick, have put their fishing poles away. I don't know why. The phones stopped ringing. People are stopped fishing. I don't understand. Like you're saying, it's the best it's been all year. Guys, the crowds are light, and the fishing's great. You got to get out there. Catalina, San Clemente Island, the Calico Bass, Barracuda, bonita fishing's really good at the islands right now. And then these guys along the coast are having great days fishing calico bass. Brian Woolley was just telling you guys, the bass fishing's great. It's a lot of picking through to get a keeper, but the fishing's really fun right now. And then to fill your sacks up, the rockfish fishing's really good. The weather's been spectacular. So once again, like we say every week, there's absolutely no reason to not go fishing. And the fact that it's the best it's been all year, like Rick was saying, that giant bluefin is back at Clemente. That yellowfin's growing up. There's lots of 100-pound yellowfin being seen, spooling guys when they're fishing for that smaller grade yellowfin. It's just unbelievable what's going on right now. I can't even imagine a reason why someone wouldn't go fishing.
Yeah, and Dave, I mean, if you missed Fisherman's Landings Tackle Day, and I'll tell you, if you saw the amount of people that were there, the enthusiasm was absolutely over the top. So it's if it's any indication as to what people are thinking, it's good times ahead.
Yeah, the number of people, just the number of people alone that showed up to see Dave's seminar that he bailed on for would have just, I mean, you know, just those guys
like,
alone
like,
would, you know, the number of people that are into fishing right now.
It was basically crowd control.
Yeah, it's an impressive thing to think that the San Diego left yesterday morning on a full day trip and had 170 yellowfin and 90 skipjack from Captain Matt Brawler. Like, That's a great score on a 3-day trip. That was on a full day that left in the morning and came back in the afternoon. And the grade of tuna is it's bigger than it's been all year long.
And
it's better than August. Let's put it that way.
Listening to the show yesterday and hearing Marcus from the New Loanne was like listening to Frank Lopresti off the RP.
3 over 3. They had 20 bluefin tuna on the trip on the New Loanne. One of them was under 100 pounds. It's just, and that's to go along. That's to go along with limits of yellowfin tuna that were a 25 to 35 pound average, and a bunch of fish that were, you know, 40, 45, 50. They had a 60 pound. It's just, it's crazy what's happening right now. For God's sakes, if you're the guy that Dave was talking about that decided you were done for the season, please jump on another trip. You owe it to yourself. It's like I said, it's better than August right now.
That's crazy.
I love it.
That's
love
crazy.
It. Dave, great job. Good reports. Lots of great fishing going on. And you're still available. If somebody wants to go fishing with you, we can still do that right now and book you to come fishing during this great bite that's going on right now.
Absolutely, guys. It's amazing how many people I'm booked up pretty good for November. It's pretty amazing. Once I put myself back out there, the phone's been ringing off the hook. And I am sorry I didn't make it down to Tackle Days. Believe me, I got a million phone calls. Where were you? Why didn't you come? Rick said you were a no-show.
Oh, yeah. We encouraged plenty of people to give you a call. So I'm glad
did.
They got the message. Well, Dave, I'm glad the fishing's going so great. If somebody does want to get in touch with you, or better yet, check out all the great videos on yoursaltwaterguide.com, what's the best way to do it?
Guys, look at my website. It's Your Saltwater Guide. Check it out. It's got tons of really, really informative videos. Or give me a call at 949-374-0786. And you guys have a great week. Watch my Facebook Live also. Kelly and I are going fishing today. You might see something spectacular.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Good luck, Dave. Thanks for a great report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week. Appreciate that very much. Phones are packed up, Corey. Let's grab another.
They are, and let's talk to Matt. Matt calling from Newport Beach this morning. We welcome you to Let's Talk Hookup, Matt.
Good morning, guys. Two questions. First, Dale, how many free spools of fluorocarbon do you give out, like, say, on a Wednesday at Fred Hall? And then my main question is, I'm going out tomorrow on a full day. I haven't fished since last spring. What kind of setup should I bring?
Well, how many spools we give away on the Wednesday or Fred?
That's a good
question.
I
have no idea, but I tell people we run out of sizes by the weekend for sure. And it's because I think the guys that have trips on the books and they know, like, don't miss out on the deals, show up on the first day. So the first day is by far the most amount of spools that we give away. So.
Okay.
And the deal, and you know, I'm not telling you what the deals are for this year, but we've always had some sort of promo with Floor Premier and Pink Label and Gold Label. So, you know, but if you're going out tomorrow, don't wait for Fred Hall to get your fluorocarbon, right, Rick? Like, you need to probably have a couple different outfits.
I would say right now, if you were jumping on a full day on the Liberty, that you need to be prepared from anything from finesse, you know, scratching up a bite, on up to, you know, 40-pound, 50-pound type gear. If you brought yourself a 20 to 25-pound outfit and a 40-pound two-speed outfit, you would probably cover yourself on everything you needed to do. If you're like most of us and you got a garage full of tackle, I'd probably also mix in, you know, some sort of rod to fire out a Colt Sniper or one of those little Nomad Riptides like we talked about. So, you know, maybe make that an 8-foot, 30-pound type rod that could also double as an extra bait rod. But what you need right now would be a 20 to 25-pound outfit and a 40-pound two-speed outfit. Matt, I hope you have a great trip, man. Good luck, and catch a bunch on that trip on the Liberty.
That does sound like a lot of fun. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. Man, the lines are packed. They all want to win this crazy Seaguar and Nomad package from Dale. Thank you very much. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup with more from Dale and the gang here at Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network and that.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
G'day folks, Damon Olsen from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know. Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
good times here, talking fishing, talking fun, talking Nomad, talking Seaguar, and we're ready to talk to you. Like Corey said, man, it has been a crazy busy morning. Phones have been packed since the get-go, but keep trying, man. We're going to be taking your phone calls up into the end. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. Not only your chance to talk to the man in Dale, but also your chance of winning that great prize like Corey mentioned earlier. There's 4-liter spools of fluorocarbon of various sizes, both Gold Label and Premier, and a full leader skein of 130-pound Seaguar Premier for making your big leaders, for your flatfalls, for your gypsies, for your buffaloes, and 2 Nomad Chuck Norris lures. Just such a cool prize pack, and Dale, we're really proud to get to give that away, man. It's the best stuff from the best manufacturers, and a great opportunity for somebody at the end of the show today.
Over a $300 pack.
Oh, no doubt, man.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go to Rich. Rich and Bradley. Hey, thanks for calling us this morning, Rich, and I appreciate you being patient.
What's up, Rich?
Well, also, thank you for bringing us these kinds of experts that you get nowhere else.
No doubt.
This is great. There's probably nobody else on the planet that's had more experience with fluorocarbon and all the little intricacies of it than Dale. So with that in mind, I've had some experience with fluorocarbon that kind of took it a little bit of a lesson to me. When I started tying Palomar knots, which was my go-to knot for tying hooks on, I found I had a little trouble with it once I got the 40-pound test. And I'm wondering what kind of knot adjustments from light line up to heavy line has Dale had to deal with as he developed his repertoire?
Good question.
Yeah, great question.
So I've been a fan of the San Diego Jam knot for like decades. So and that knot, you know, is kind of synonymous with Southern California's saltwater fishing. So I've used the San Diego Jam knot from monofilament days into fluorocarbon. It's a low friction knot, so tied correctly, you need to lubricate it, you know, with your mouth usually. Or I always tell people there is water around you. You can always
dip the tank.
Yeah, exactly. So but I still love the San Diego Jam knot. I still would say that from small line to big line, you can fish that up to, 400 pound test, you can still tie a San Diego Jam knot. I have played a little bit in the recent, because I like a little stealthier knot sometimes on these finesse bites. So I've been playing with the improved John Collins knot. But like the Palomar, if you cross your little double going through the eye of the hook deal and not pay attention, you can have knot failure. So I learned that lesson the hard way this year. I'm like, always check it. So and pull hard on it. But day in, day out, I would just tell most people you cannot go wrong with the San Diego Jam.
You and I are exactly the same. That's the knot that I tie if I'm 2-pound fishing trout in the Sierras and 200-pound fishing, you know. Like you say, we tie it in 400-pound on boat lines we're making for guys.
That's crazy.
It's a great knot. It's easy, and it's strong. And I'd say you nailed it. The only downside is when you start to tie that knot in real heavy line, especially if you want to do a double San Diego where you're doubling the line going through the hook, it gets bulky, you know, and you start tying that in 100-pound and 130-pound and 150-pound, it'll hold just fine, but that knot starts to get pretty darn big.
Yeah, and then when you see the guys that are really, you know, chasing the big tuna on 100-pound, 130, you'll see start to hear some knots that, you know, you probably never hear anywhere else, like the Spangler and, you know, it's like that, like
Springer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there's a bunch of kind of trick little knots these guys have developed to just have a really strong knot, but I still keep everything simple, you know, day in, day out, the San Diego Jam knot.
And if it works, why change, right?
What about you, Corey? Is there something that you like better? Because you're in a unique scenario a lot of times with your inshore fishing where you're fishing big fluorocarbon, but you're still trying to keep things stealthy. What do you like?
And San Diego knots, what I
is
stay
it?
With,
okay.
really. It is, yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Well,
it is.
There you go, Rich. Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that.
Let's talk to Cheer. Cheer's calling from Cardiff this morning. Thanks for joining us, Cheer.
Hey, Cheer.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I just wanted to share a quick story about the Gold Label fluorocarbon. I went out in May after some bluefin, and yeah, it was kind of that deal where I was talking to my buddy Eddie, and I said, look, we're sitting here on the couch. We're not catching any fish. Let's go out. So he goes, sure, let's do it. So we went out on the Aztec, but before we did, I went down and talked to Vince at the Fisherman's Landing shop, and he kind of dialed me in. He definitely said, use a short leader of fluorocarbon. Don't use a real long one or mono or anything. And so I said, okay, I'm going to use Gold Label. And he looked at me, kind of went, okay, give it a go. Well, I got out there with a 40-pound Gold Label, and I was on the Aztec. There were 26 guys. And I ended up hooking three bluefin, a couple of 40s and 185.
Ooh.
Landed every single one of them. And I handed one to Eddie because I didn't want to go over my limit. But that stuff, there was only 17 fish caught on the boat. So I hooked three of them. And I'm not that great a fisherman. I'm okay. But I think the deal was that fluorocarbon, that gold label, was so stealthy, it made a big difference. And I just wanted to share that, Dale, because I think that product rocks. Completely rocked.
That's
yeah.
rad.
And you know what? I hear that story more and more, and I really love the fact that that's what we tell people, and that we get calls like from you that basically reiterates exactly what we're talking about here. This is not smoke and mirrors. I tell people this is like legit performance, high octane,
yeah.
great performance. And you know, as far as the cost goes, it doesn't cost a whole lot more than Premier.
No, it's a couple bucks.
It's yeah. It's not like it's twice the you know. So there's no reason. To you know, to not give it a try, and I tell him you got to have it in your arsenal.
And Dale, it doesn't matter whether you're calico bass fishing or you're freshwater or you're tuna fishing, you're using 3 foot sections at a time. I mean, it's going to last you probably through the year. You know?
No, absolutely. And you know, when we were coming out, we always try to name products and come out with some clever names. And the funny part was, is the Blue Label was never called Blue Label. It was the only it was just our fluorocarbon. We didn't even have
it. It was kind of the original. It was called fluorocarbon.
But it just had a blue label, and then everybody started referring to the Blue Label as when we came out with Premier, which had a little different, like that green color, and we actually gave Premier a name, Flora Premier, and then everybody kept referring to the Blue Label stuff. So then it was a joke. I'm like, why don't we just call it Blue Label? Just give it a real name, not because it didn't even have a name.
That's so funny.
And then Pink Label came out, and that made sense. And we have Red Label. And then when we were coming out with this Gold Label, and I knew what the performance characteristics were going to be of this, I'm like, you got to give it the gold.
It's perfect.
Exactly.
Cool. So, Jer, I'm glad it worked so well for you. And you know, this year it was exactly as you had said at the beginning of the show. This was the most perfect time for that product. It's been a year of stealth fishing tuna. And even with as great as these bites have been, the bait has been a little smaller than we're used to fishing. It's good bait. It's healthy and it swims, but it's smaller. It's just the fish that happens to be on the coast this year, the sardine, is just a little bit smaller than we are used to fishing. So downsized in hooks, downsized in bait, and downsized in fluorocarbon makes the difference. And now here you are with this line that's smaller in size, but it's just as strong as the bigger stuff. It's the ticket.
Marcus mentioned it yesterday. A number four, even a number six circle hook. That is tiny.
That's tiny.
We
would never dream of fishing big fish with gear like that. But it's what it takes.
Well, you can't catch them if you don't hook them.
That's the truth, buddy.
I tell people, you can fish big hooks and big line, but you're not going to catch them.
Yeah, right. It's one of those things. It's really tough to tell somebody in the shop because we always preach heavy line and big hooks is what puts fish on the boat, and there's no doubt, and that is the ultimate truth. The bigger the line, and the bigger the barb, and the bigger the hook that you can get into that fish, your odds increase just tenfold. But I always try to counter that with saying it's very easy to talk about that when you're in the shop and behind the counter, and it's a whole lot harder to adhere to something like that when the three guys next to you drop down in line size and put a number four on, and they all hooked one, and you didn't. You know, so it's a balance that you always have to play. And, you know, and just like you were talking about, you know, the problem with Marcus was here is the all of their bluefin they had were over 100 pounds, you know. And so now when you start talking the fish are in the triple digit size, it virtually can't be done on 25 pound and a number six. You know, I mean, there's always an anomaly here or there, but, you know, that's when you need that heavy line. So having a line that gives us, you know, when you can fish 40 pound, you know, Gold Label, but you have the diameter and size of a line that's much skinnier. That's the advantage that Cheer is talking about.
Oh, exactly it. And like I said, the story you guys, you know, told in the shop about how, like, oh, the, you know, we're selling big stuff now, and, you know, and then all of a sudden the bite changed.
Yeah, so that's it. We love it.
That's good stuff. Yeah, let's talk to Daniel. Daniel's calling from Rancho Cucamonga this morning. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Daniel?
Morning.
I have a question for Dale. Dale, how long of a top shot do you use when you go out fishing? And then my second question, what type of rod do you use? Because now with the line not stretching, I would think that you need a special rod or something that has more flexibility.
Great points.
All right, so I fish. I'm a short top shot guy. So like on our local, let's just say local fishing, I fish. I'm fishing 8 foot rods, so the length of my rod. So somewhere between where the reel's out on the rod and the tip of the rod, my fluorocarbon leader is going to be somewhere where the knot's outside the guide when I'm casting. So I'm going to say on the average, it's probably no more than about 6 feet. The reason is I also think the bait swims better on a shorter top shot. Fluorocarbon has a little more stretch than most people actually, you know, if you ever hook it up to like a strap on the rod and actually, you know, stretch it out, you'll see that it's got a little more stretch than you think it
does. Way less a mono though.
Yeah, way less. Yeah. I still fish graphite rods. I fish the CalStar 800 series. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan. I think the long rods give you that shock. I think the longer rods definitely help the shock feature of not having the monofilament. And to tell you the truth, I don't like stretch. Every time you get stretch in the line, let's say like monofilament, the fish has a chance to get its head. And when the fish gets its head, then it takes line. So if you can keep the pressure on it, which you can with braid and fluoro, and I like the graphite series rods by CalStar. I mean, they're awesome rods, and you know Leon, you know, really kind of pioneered that whole Southern California. Been a huge fan. I don't rep them, but that's what I fish.
Yeah, not broke, don't fix it.
And I think with the 800 series, you know, they got everything from the ML to the, you know, M to the H to the XH to. Yeah, I think it covers
the double XH.
Yeah, and I think it covers the gamut of the deals, and I think 8 foot rods are definitely help, especially. And you can, you know, you put those rods on the rail and, you know, fight these big fish on them.
That's cool. Hey, I hope that answered your question for you, Daniel. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
All right, let's talk to Don. Don Cone from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don.
Don, thanks for hanging in there with us, buddy.
Hey, my pleasure. Great speaking to all three of you today. Two sets of comments here. Went out on a Rick Jensen 2-day charter on the Liberty. What a fantastic boat and crew. Very, very, very impressed with Taro and Sarah in the galley and all the crew. Very professional. The boat is, if you want a long-range comfort on a one-day boat or a two-day boat, that is your boat.
No doubt,
really,
right?
Nice. They put us on the fish. First day, you know, wasn't wide open, but it was at times a finicky bite. So, yes, my gold fluorocarbon came through, has done that all season long. And then Taro just couldn't find the fish on day two until gray light, and he stuck it out. We were supposed to be back at the landing by 6. We pulled in at 9:15. So
that's what that guy does.
And, you know, the last thing I'll say about Captain Taro is after I'd caught, you know, six 20, 25-pound, 30-pound yellowfin tuna in a row and throw in a couple of skippies, I said, you know what, I've caught enough fish. And Taro looks at me and he goes, I'm not going. Why are you stopping? So, you know, just, you know, kudos to those guys. Kudos to Seagar. And then the last thing is that buffalo jig has caught all but one of my bluefin tuna this season. So
that's awesome.
Kudos to Buffalo and Dale. Great, great products. Thank you so much.
Well, oh, you're welcome. Don. Thank you.
Appreciate the phone call, buddy, very much. Who's up next, Corey?
Let's talk to Mark. Mark's calling from Santee this morning. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. You should have had this show a couple weeks ago. That way I could have bought some gold when I went to tackle show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, tackle days.
Because there's so many colors. You know, I use blue, but I see all these colors. I'm like, what is the difference, you know? Now I know, and I wish I had known this before. But I surf fish a lot, and I use blue. And I use about 3 foot leader. But would it be more advantageous for me to use gold?
Well, I would tell anybody, whether it's live bait fishing or lure fishing, you're going to have a much better, more natural presentation with a smaller diameter line. What you give up is a little bit of abrasion resistance.
Yeah.
So I mean, if you're fishing in an area where the abrasion resistance in the surf isn't a big deal, then I would definitely use gold. If you feel like you need that extra abrasion resistance, I'd probably stick with...
Fishing around a lot of rock, fishing around gravel,
right,
things like that. I mean, that blue, you know, I mean, we get carried away because gold is such a great product, but... let's not forget all of the benefits of Blue Label. I mean, there is definitely some good in being bigger and heavier and stronger and the tractor instead of the Prius. You know, I mean, like,
yeah,
there's some real good there.
You know, it's just, I would use the example, it's, you know, if anybody does anything with tools, you know, you don't have, one tool doesn't do all the jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't get, a crescent wrench isn't going to do everything you want it to do, neither is one screwdriver. So I use, I mean, all the products we're talking about, I use Gold Label, I use Blue Label, I use Premier, I use Pink Label. It's like I use all four of those products, and it just depends on what situation it is. You know, if we're talking about this, I mean, this really stealth fight that we've had this year, like, I mean, no question, everybody's fishing Gold Label or should be fishing Gold Label. You get into a regular, you know, yellowfin tuna bite where, you know, they're eating 30-pound line, you know, Premier for sure, you know.
Yeah.
You know, if it's, we're talking about fishing at night, you know, with big baits or jigs, like I'm fishing Blue Label. Like the diameter's not.
Feed them the rope.
Exactly. And then there's times where I can't catch a fish and I just pull Pink Label out, just change up. I tell everybody, it's like, you know, you got to have one thing in your tackle box on those days that you're not the guy and that you need a change up. And to me, Pink Label is a change up. Like that, I go to Pink Label when I feel like I can't get bit, like something's wrong. And, you know, and we all know that people believe that pink gets better and whether it is or not, but. We all know.
Yeah, but it's there.
We know that. That's cool. So I use all four.
Mark, I don't think you need to get rid of your Blue Label. I would fish it, catch your fish in the surf, have a great time with it, and then maybe stock up on some of that gold if by chance we get lucky enough to get a good deal of it at the Fred Hall Show, which I'm reading between the lines, and I'm thinking is going to go down. But I don't think our buddy can say that yet. But I'm going to try and get it out of Jason for you beforehand. Appreciate the phone call, Mark, very much.
Let's talk to Dan. Dan's calling from El Cajon this morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, thank you, and kudos on the tackle show. I was there. It was great.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, Dan. Glad. Thanks for coming down.
Somebody took my question earlier, but what size diameter is that Gold Label equal to if it's 40 pounds, let's say?
Okay, so I would say if you looked at the diameters, and this is just off the top of my head, you could always go to the Seaguar website. So,
yeah, they have a great website. Yeah, really, really well done. Shows knots and all kinds of tips from pro staff and lists all the sizes. You guys do a great job of the website.
Yeah, so it's Seaguar.com, S-E-A-G-U-A-R. I would say 40-pound Gold Label is probably close to 30-pound
Premier. I think
Premier.
Even smaller.
So, well, I'm just going to say, let's just go with that.
I think.
So it'd be like, so 40-pound... Gold Label would be like 30-pound Premier, which would be like 25-pound Gold or Blue Label. So like, so when you're fishing 40-pound, you know, 40-pound Gold Label, you're fishing the, you're basically fishing the diameter of 25-pound Blue Label, but it breaks at 40.
That's
so,
so
you
cool.
get that. And so like for me, when I was fishing these pick yellowfin this year on the school stuff, I was fishing 25-pound Gold Label because it was like the diameter of like 15-pound Blue Label.
Which is crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, it's super skinny.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah. So, that's, you know. So, basically, that's, but you can go to the website and compare, but I think it would be like one size smaller in Premier and two sizes smaller in Blue Label.
I think that's a great way to put it, but I think it's a little bit smaller.
It might be. It might be. That's 25 when you're looking at it, you're like,
no way.
There's a huge difference.
There was a time I was putting such a small hook and doing that, I thought I should just have a salmon egg on it, like fishing trout in the Sierras. Like, it literally, I thought I was going trout fishing.
It's teeny. There's no doubt about it. Hey, appreciate the call very much, Dan. I hope that works out for you. What's up next, Corey?
Definitely some good stuff. Let's talk to John. John calling from Upland. Welcome to the show this morning, John. We appreciate you joining us.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
What's up, John? We've got about 60 seconds for you. You got a quick question for Dale?
No, I actually had a comment on some bait that I was on a trip a couple weeks ago, and we had to go through about 15, 20 baits to get a real good one. I know you guys were talking about the bait yesterday, the Birmingham brothers. That I don't think it was anything to do with them. I think it was the crew just wasn't patient enough to get us a good bait.
Yeah, and those things happen. You know, sometimes it's might be the way the bait was hauled that day. It might be the way it was unloaded. And, you know, it could be the combination of that and on the way they crowded it and scooped it onto the boat. Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, it's bait. And like you said, it's just smart that, you know, sometimes you got to recognize that that's the case and go through the baits and make sure that you're putting the best bait out that you can be. You know, that maybe you didn't have 100% big racehorse killer sardines, but there's always going to be certain baits in that tank that are better than the other ones. And as long as you're doing your best to make sure that's the one you got on the hook, you're gonna find success.
Very well put, Rick. Yeah. And when we come back and Let's Talk Hookup, we're gonna find out who's won this crazy package of Nomad and Seaguar. We're gonna be right back on Let's Talk Hookup in the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network and app.
Don't be the last one to get one, especially now. The Brutus Max Torque from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster and stronger, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend that has one. Get the new Brutus Max Torque by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at acelinehauler.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
It's Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event from October 1st to November 26th. Take advantage of special offers on eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes and be ready to hit the water in spring. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. For a limited time only, offer ends November 26, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and man, what a fun day today with you talking all the good stuff, and one lucky winner today, that was Daniel from Rancho Cucamonga. Dude, you are going to be stoked. So much fluorocarbon, 30, 50, 130, and a couple Nomad lures.
Yeah, you got a rad gift pack coming your way, Daniel, and Pete's going to be back in about a week, so take a little bit of time once he gets in town. We'll get that sent right out to you, but congrats, man, and geez, Dale, can't say enough good things about having you on here. So much cool information that we don't always get to hear about. So much cool stuff. And you know, we were saying it during the break. You rep the best lines out there in Seaguar and Nomad. And we just really appreciate you coming on, hanging with us, talking fishing, and informing us on all this great stuff.
Yeah, it's fun what I do for a living. And also, I still have the passion for the same thing like all of the listeners are passionate about. Still have the same passion for fishing that I did when I was a little kid up at Lake Mojave. I tell people that, so... It's like Christmas every time I'm driving down to San Diego to get on a boat. Like I can't sleep the night before.
No doubt about it. You're a fishing family making Dad proud, and we sure appreciate that. It was a great time. If somebody wants more info on all this great information from Seaguar, they want more info about the Nomad lures, what's the best thing to do?
Definitely look up the websites, Seaguar.com and NomadDesignTackle.com.
Awesome. And I got to put a word in for my boy Jason, man. He is the best rep we have at the tackle store, so make sure to give him a high five when you see him next week. He's doing a great job by us.
I know he's listening right now, so there you go.
Right on. Hey, well, we appreciate you listening to another great show coming for you next weekend. We have got Saturday, Cal and Eric Sheets from Cal's Two Speeds. That's going to be a great show. Again, full of information. Those are the real gurus. And then Sunday, Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing going to be joining us. Another couple of great times, great information. Want to say a huge thank you to my partner Corey here sitting next to me, and a real big thanks to Adam and Brian keeping us on the air, keeping us going with the phones. We do a great job, and we sure couldn't do it without them. And more importantly, we couldn't do it without you. Another couple of great shows coming for you next weekend. We look forward to talking to you. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.